The ancient Greeks loved to classify things, and love that most unclassifiable of things did not escape their attention. They thought about such things as love of the body, love of the mind, and love of humanity, and had a word for each. Singer and performance artist Willow Chang has crafted an evening of music based on the Greeks' seven words for love. She's with us in our studio to give us a preview. Good morning, Willow.
Good morning.
I love this idea.
Thank you. And as a fellow nerd, I love it too. You know, I think one of the things that there's always a small element of melancholy that seems to also accompany Valentine's Day. And there's a huge commercial push to put and place emphasis on romantic love. And a lot of people who maybe are not feeling that in their heart, or they don't feel that it's current in their life, yeah, as a result, feel kind of bummed out. So I was thinking, how can we change the conversation and bring it back to all of the different facets that love can encompass? And et voila.
Well, it's one of the effects that these holidays, when you're supposed to be happy, could get to you for one in different ways, right?
Right. The International Singles Awareness Day.
You're having you're having happiness pounded into you by the holiday.
Yeah. And,
the whole idea of melancholy leads us pretty well into the song we're going to do, and then let's do this song, and then I kind of want to talk to you about your choice of this particular song, because it's one we both love. This
sure.
is My Funny Valentine. I'll just count it off real quick. Two, three, and...
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, make me smile with your heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it, speak, are you smart? Are you smart? Don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me.
Thanks, Willie. You sound great.
Thank you.
What is it about this song? You know, he or she is saying to him or her, you're not that great looking. You're not even that smart.
You can't take a selfie.
Right. Your lips are laughable. I mean, what's
you smart?
Yeah.
I know.
But I love you anyway. Is that the idea?
I think so. I think it's really, there's a truism that when you fall in love with somebody, or if you're lucky, maybe you're exceedingly intrigued by somebody, the things and the measuring stick and how we measure what's of value starts to change, because mm-hmm. maybe your ideal is that you're going to accept and love somebody with all of their flaws and their picadillos and their right. quirks and their strangeness. And you suddenly start to fetishize things, that little mole that they have, or the strange way that they laugh, or, you know, all of their little OCD tendencies.
Right.
But I personally like smart, just for the record. You'll get bored pretty quickly otherwise.
Well, that's something a lot of people overlook. And you know, the whole idea that there are going to be things that you're going to have to accept whether you like them or not.
True. Right? And I think also it's the idea of not placing someone on a pedestal, which is such the danger zone for any kind of relationship, whether it's familial or it's a coworker or it's your
bound
roommate or the moment you place somebody on a pedestal, they can only fall. There's no place to go from once you're up there.
Good
so
advice.
Why not just love them the way that they are and hope that they can return the same?
Well, let's do a regular romance column thing on the show.
I like that. I hope romance isn't dead. Swipe right. Oh,
well, I don't think it's going to be dead at this show. And the whole idea of what is it, Eros?
Mm-hmm. We have philia. Forgive me, my Latin is
philia
not great.
Is what, love of the mind?
Or friendship and goodwill. There's storge. And that's like a familial love. And you have agape, right? So that's universal. And a lot of times you hear that in church, maybe a sacred type of love. Pragma, which is duty. And the thing is that love it morphs, it changes. So I like to often think of love as like water. Water can be vapor, it can be steam, it could be an ocean or a stream or the rain, snow. They're all types of water, but they're all very distinctive and they're different. And sometimes they change shape. Hail, right? Hail was rain that froze. And love is like that. So you might start off with Eros and it's hot and it's passionate and it's steamy and it's thumping.
Right.
And then maybe it morphs into, you know,
pragmatism.
And you know, you can't discount that because it's still love, but it's very, very different. And if you're lucky enough to have love that even morphs more to you, because it means that you've stuck it out in some shape or form.
Sure.
You know, it didn't burn out and fizzle and poop out.
When you've seen a couple that's been together 50, 60 years, some pragma entered in, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because I grew up with my mom saying, oh, they're like an old married couple. I hope my mom's listening. And and that can mean many different things, but I always thought that was kind of a groovy thing. Like, you know, there's a certain kind of weather and you make the phone call and you're thinking, I'm dating myself, but, you know, where do you want to eat? And you're thinking, let's go to McCully Chop Suey. And then your partner says, I'm really hankering for McCully Chop Suey. And you're like, I felt the same way. I mean, when you know what you can get at the store or what you feel like eating together, or you know when you're kind of done with the carnival and you want to retreat and you can retreat together, those are all really beautiful and maybe underrated things that people take for granted. But, you know, should you be so lucky? Lachaim. Should your love last 100 years? It's all
well,
good.
Well, it's obvious there's more to the show than just songs. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That was a lot of fun.
I hope everyone can join, and you can come as you are, and you can come stag, and it's all good. You'll be amongst friends.
There you go. In honor of Valentine's Day, Willow Chang will perform an evening of songs that depict the seven kinds of love classified by the ancient Greeks. This includes well-known tunes from the theater, pop music, and jazz, and it's Saturday evening in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio.
It's a special day. We should celebrate and appreciate the you. Found something pretty neat, and I know some say this day